finally, Jet sets me up to get some lunch with somebody called the Noodle Whore. And, well, I like noodles. Let's see, he said the Noodle Whore would be waiting for me right over here. The boring guy.
This is the place, huh? This is the place.
The Noodle Whore is otherwise known as Dylan, and he's one of the many stars of the blogosphere. His specialty, to state the extremely obvious, is noodles, and more specifically, Asian noodles.
So you call yourself in the online foodie community what?
Noodle Whore?
Noodle Whore. Can we say whore on this show?
I think we can. I think we just did. The whole blog is based on trying out every single Asian culture's noodles. So, and this is definitely one of my many pit stops.
When in the mood for Thai, he frequents this place, a nondescript coffee shop in the middle of a strip mall with a C rating from the city of Los Angeles.
Here in LA, we have this whole health rating, health inspection.
I'm against that, by the way. You know, who cares? A little honest dirt is never an impediment to a great meal.
I agree.
In LA, the much maligned strip mall is your friend. Just because a nail and massage joint is on one side of an eatery and a dental clinic on the other doesn't mean a place can't be great. In fact, in L.A., it's more often a promise of something good. On my companion's advice, we both order up a couple of steaming bowls of Thai boat noodles, a dish that was originally sold on the rivers back in Thailand. It consists of thin rice noodles, a broth spiced with hot chili, and meat of varying textures, from tendon to liver and meatballs.
There are two types of noodles they use. This is the thin rice, which you see in pho, but there's also the thick white and flat noodles. I think these soak up the flavor a little bit better, but also get very soggy fast, so you have to hurry.
It's the slurping.
It tastes like 100 different things are going on in the soup, huh?
Well, that's one of the things I really like about Thai food is that there's a lot of different flavors, textures, colors, all kind of playing against each other in a really balanced way. Sweet and hot, sweet and sour, yin-yang, pleasure, pain.
A spare, bare-bones joint in a strip mall with a C rating from the health Taliban in the window, and yet I feel I've been to Thailand and back.
Oh, yeah, I worked up a nice sweat.
Sweating's a good sign, so.
Yeah.
The noodles and meats and tendons and mystery bits done just right. Fast, cheap, and though barely a mile from the Sunset Strip, they may as well be thousands of miles away.